people that I can talk to, you know, when my sponsor wasn't around. And I did do that reluctantly. At first, when I started getting phone numbers, I wouldn't call them right away. All my life, I knew at a young age I was gay, and I was always afraid that people would not accept me. So I always had a vice to make people accept me. And in middle school, it was selling weed, you know. Nobody would make fun of me or get on me about being gay if I sold them their weed, you know. And there was a high demand for weed in the school I went to. So I was accepted, you know, and welcomed into the group. And high school, I was selling pills and stuff. And as an adult, I was selling cocaine and crack. And that's ultimately when I went to jail. But when I came into NA, it was like I have nothing to offer. You know, I was so afraid to reach out to other people, to my we. I was real afraid to, you know, call somebody and have them reject me or make fun of me for who I am. You know, everything else, I always had something to bring to the table. When I came into NA, I had nothing to bring into the table except for myself. And I was really scared. But I did what was just suggested. You know, I got the phone numbers and I used them. And my Wii has grown. I would have to say I have a pretty strong Wii from different areas. And even retreats like this, there's some people that I only see at retreats, you know. And from year to year, they continuously they'll come up to me and say, hey, I remember you from last year, you know. So even a long-distance Wii I have created. My Wii has changed over the years. My Wii has gone through a lot of changes this past year. One of my best friends, he got a job and had a baby and doesn't go to as many meetings as he used to. And we used to like to have meetings every day together. And now all of a sudden it's different. And another couple of my Wii got married and they like do their thing, you know, they go to different meetings. And my Wii is just like somersaulted. And I was always afraid, something else, I was always afraid that of newcomers. Because this is really weird, and probably a lot of people don't agree with it, how I feel, but it's an issue I have, and I have to work through it. But when newcomers come in, and then they relapse, and come back in and relapse, I, like, would distance myself from them, and sometimes I still do. It's an honest program, so I let it out, I guess. But I know that's wrong, you know, we got to accept everybody, whether they're relapsers or not. But I've always had an issue with that. And just recently, because I told you my Wii has changed so much, my old Wii has like gone their ways and done their things. It's funny now, a lot of my Wii is newcomers. You know, God has a funny way of working things out. You know, it's something I feared and I stayed away from and backed off of. And now God immediately puts them in my life. My Wii also helps me with my program. The first step, admitting that I was powerless over my addiction and my life was unmanageable. I couldn't just read something out of the book and accept it or learn from it. I had to be told by, you know, man to man and told about it. And that's where my Wii came in a lot. Was they helped me get through my steps and through my process. I am so nervous. I'm truly grateful for the guys in my life. As I told you, when I started getting phone numbers, it was really weird for me to get guys' phone numbers and not expect something out of it. You know what I mean? And but the first time I used the phone and I called somebody, and just like they told me, you know, you make the first phone call and the person on the other end will know what to say and what to do. And sure enough, they did. They talked to me for like a half hour. And it was easier after that. The next time, it was easier. And then before long, those same people that I was reaching out to and calling, they started calling me. And today, my phone is full of phone numbers, you know. I have a lot of guys in my life, and I'm truly grateful for that. I don't know how long I'm supposed to speak. The people in my life today are a great bunch of people. A lot of guys call me for, you know, support or whatever, or just to hang out even. and I'm grateful for that. I always thought that I had to like live up to an image. I sponsor a few guys now, and I always felt like I had to like put on this image, you know, like when I'm in a meeting, I can't share that I'm all screwed up, you know, and that my life is still screwy. You know, I always felt like I had to pretend that everything's cool and stuff. And just recently, I got a new sponsee, and I asked him, like the day after he asked me, I went up to him and I asked him, I said, how do you feel about your sponsor coming to you with issues? And he said, I'm cool with that. And it, like, opened up another door to my recovery. Because now I can call my sponsees and, you know, tell them when I'm having a bad day. A year ago, I wasn't doing that. You know, I'd hold it in. I'd call my sponsor or my support group, and I wouldn't tell my sponsees, you know, the problems I'm going through. And since I've changed that, it's opened up a whole new door to my recovery, you know. I added new guys in my support group. They are my sponsees, but they're still my support group. I don't think without the weed, the program would survive. I would survive. The weed's in 11 out of the 12 steps, so, you know, we've got to make an effort to create a weed and keep up with them. I don't know where I'd be without my weed. I really don't have a lot to say. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Okay, the second speaker is Drew A., and he's from the, what's that?
Based on Attraction
Group from the Lamahana area.
My name is Drew. I'm an addict.
Hi, Drew.
You know, I thought this topic was just step one, and then I came and I got the weed. So, I really didn't have a lot of time to think about it. So, I thought, like last week, Bill called me on, I believe, last Friday and reminded me, and he didn't need to remind me, but I was wondering what I should say, you know, and I wanted to, like, say all this Gucci stuff, and that's not how it works. See, for me, I need to take a moment of silence and get myself out of the way so God can come in. Okay. Like I said before, my name is Drew, and I am an addict. I recently moved. I was from Altoona. That's where I started my recovery, in the Altoona area. And I moved to Pittsburgh. And when I moved to Pittsburgh, I knew a couple people in Pittsburgh, but I didn't have a group of guys. And right now I'm in the process of getting a new Wii. And the process seems like before I was more willing to ask for numbers, more willing to, like, ask for help. My clean date is 4/27 of 05. I think, like, I don't want just anybody. I want to be selective in my weed. And I can't do that because that's the disease trying me to separate, trying to isolate me so then, once I am separated, it can let me play in my head. The committee comes out. I don't want to go to meetings. I don't know nobody. I think, this is my perception now. I think they look view me as a newcomer, this and that, you know. And it's difficult because, like, in Altoona, I know people. And it's a lot easier when you know somebody than just, like, going to a new area. So I have to humble myself. And I'm told that constantly by quite a few people, including my sponsor. You know, I started using at a very early age, like 12. I smoked cigarettes first. I'd sneak them from my mom's, and my dad smoked. And, like, I got that feeling, and I thought it was cool. You know? And it progressed, and I don't really want to tell a drug log either, but like, I sold weed in high school also. I moved on, you know, the harder drugs. And then I was arrested on 427 of 05. And, like, I always thought it just affected me. You know, and I have two sons. My youngest son was, I believe, 3 months old at the time. And my other son was two. And he started crying. And I was obviously in handcuffs. And I couldn't comfort him. And then I realized at that moment that I was affecting somebody other than myself. And, like, I went into jail, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to use anymore, but I couldn't do it by myself. I tried the other, like, you know, like, the, I didn't try the methadone program, but, like, I would get the methadone off some people and this and that. But, like, I didn't want to feel that pain no more. And it's really weird. Somebody had this book all wrapped in a paper bag, and they were able to leave the pod. And I was like, "Where are you going?" And they're like, "The DNA." And they gave me the book, and I was like, "What is it? You know what I mean? Why?" Like, they're like, "We go here. We have cookies and coffee." Well, coffee. Wow. All right. How do I get involved in that? You know. So, long story short, I opened it up and it said, many books have been written about the nature of addiction. This is primarily focuses on the recovery. If you're an addict, give yourself a break and read it. Well, I was like, that's crazy. I'm not an addict, you know? So, I don't know what made me look at it, but all of a sudden I had this flashing, like, I mean, it was like a moment of clarity. I'll go to rehab and get out of jail. But the whole time, in the back of my mind, I didn't want to get high, but that's all I knew. So, like, I went to rehab. They told me there to go to a meeting and get, like, raise your hand and get numbers. Like, that's like the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. It's like, I guess they kept telling me, do it, Drew, make sure you get numbers, get the numbers, call people. You know, and I was afraid. Because, like, I myself, like, I didn't feel like I had anything to offer anybody. I felt like a giant pile of manure. I don't want to swear. But, like, you know, I might. But I felt like a giant pile of crap. And, like, the fear was so great. And fear is a great motivator for me, anyways. Because, like, either it motivates me. Like, very rarely do I get the deer in the headlights look, you know? And like, I asked for numbers, and I started building a support group of guys. And then I got a sponsor. And then I got a home group. And my sponsor emphasizes, like, service work to me. Like, he says, you have to, like, get involved. Because, like, I heard it said before, if you're in the middle of the circle, you won't fall out. You know, and so, like, I got, like, a GSR spot, and I wanted to change NA. I had the cape on, you know, like, I'm going to go change something. Yeah, okay. Well, thank goodness I'm just about a trusted servant. I don't govern. Because it would be sick. So, I went up to area, and at the time, my sponsee brother was doing the literature, and like I went down to Pittsburgh with him one time, and like I thought, wow, that's really cool. You know, that's something I could do, and that's what I did. I became the literature chair, and I kept building my base, because like it says in the symbol, the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. You know, and as I'm doing that, like, the obsession is lifted. I no longer have, before I react, I would call somebody. Because, like, my first year was, like, all court. That's all I did. I went to court. didn't know if I was going to jail, this and that. And, like, I leaned on a lot of people in this fellowship, and, like, for that I'm truly grateful for them. Because, like, if it was that, like, if I thought, if I think that I can do this on my own, like, I'm truly in trouble. Like, the Wii saved my butt many times. So, like, the whole time I'm building this circle, and, like, it wasn't all rosy. Like, I've had some, like, not major things, but, like, I got laid off right after buying a house. And, like, I kept calling my sponsor, and I was so afraid. Because, like, you know, I wanted to work. But, like, you know, being, like, I got in trouble, I'm not, like, allowed to do a lot of stuff, obviously. So, like, I leaned on these guys, you know, and, like, they'd just be like, keep coming back, Drew. It'll be all right. More will be revealed, you know. And I remember I went to this trip with my sponsor. It's like a spaghetti dinner down in Pittsburgh. It's like a men's wrap type thing. And like, I kept asking him all these questions about, like, when can I, like, when am I going to have the spiritual awakening everybody talks about? When am I going to have, like, and he said, in time. And, like, all his answers were, in time. And I got so angry because, like, I wanted what he had. So, like, I kept coming back. And, I'm trying to think of where, the topic we is so broad, but, like, it's in step one. I guess, I said a roadblock. So anyways, like I was saying, I built this support group up, and I moved. So now I'm calling people, and, like, I guess because, like, it's all my perception on why, like, I feel this way. And, like, this disease, like, attacks me in three ways, like, the ideas, attitudes, and behaviors. Like, my ideas are totally crazy. Like, these people, like, how am I supposed to know what these people think? And, like, am I truly supposed to, like, know that anyways? Like, it's often better, like, you don't know. And, like, for me, it seems it's difficult to build a new we. Because I don't want to, that fear. And I know fear is a lack of faith, but, it's difficult sometimes to, like, open myself up and let new people in. And, I don't know why that is, because I guess when the pain was so great whenever I first came in, I really didn't care. You know, but now, like it says in the book, I can't save my ass and my face at the same time. You know, I have to humble myself. So, we are step one. That's a good topic, huh? But, I remember whenever I first came in, and like, they used to read the steps in the meetings, and, like, I didn't understand the powerlessness until I did, like, the first step with my first sponsor. And, like, there's this question in the step working guide that, like, is still, like, burned in my brain because this is how I felt. It says, like, do you perceive yourself as a monster? You know? And, like, I truly did perceive myself as a monster. Like, I wasn't a good person. But, see, like, it also says in the literature that I am not responsible for my disease. I am responsible for my recovery. So, like, the little things for me, like building my support group and getting a sponsor in the home group, that we as a program, is truly what it's all about. Because, like, by myself, I'm like, I'm weak. I can't stay clean. But as a collective, drawing experience off of each other, I feel that, like, you know, we can accomplish anything. And I believe it says in the book, divided, or united we stand, divided we fall. First time I read that, I was like, wow, they put Pink Floyd in the book. I thought that was so cool. But I guess that's all I have. Thank you.